Hi, my name is Shantae, and for this project, I'll be interviewing Gabby and Daniel about issues that occur throughout the school year. This includes the pandemic, the shooting, and things they hope for senior year. First, I'll be interviewing Gabby, then I'll be interviewing Daniel.
Okay, this is Shantae, and I'm here with Gabby to interview her. You want to say hello?
Hi.
So,
why I sound like that?
For the first question, during freshman year, how do you think online school compares being in person has affected your grade?
Horribly. It was bad. Like, freshman year, I swear, I almost failed Algebra 2. Algebra 2, I was getting taught by Ms. Lishley, and I had a D second semester, because, like, the first semester, we were online completely. Second semester, they started allowing people to go back to school in person. And I had Ms. Lishway, and I was excited for class, and I thought my grade would improve because that first semester had a B, and the second semester had a D, and it was bad. But compared to, like, online school then and, like, being in person now, I mean, it's a little better.
So you're saying being in person compared to virtually has done better for you?
It has. I'm a hands-on learner, so being in person helps.
I guess so.
Okay. When you entered school sophomore year, how has wearing a mask made you feel? And has that feeling changed because of gym, if you had gym?
Okay, let's see. So, I was a little on the wall about the whole mask thing because, like, at first it was like, this is so stupid. Why are they making us do that? It goes against our rights or whatever. I was a whole mess. And then, like, I started working, like, a hospital, and, like, I actually started to, like, understand why we need to wear them, especially while we're in the middle of a pandemic.
Okay.
But I came back from the hospital. They dropped the mask mandate. I've never worn a mask since because this stuff is so stupid.
And one thing that I did notice from last year, weren't you talking to people who were still wearing a mask and everything?
I was. Me and Dr. Schindler had an entire observation going. And basically, we wanted to count how many people was not wearing a mask.
And how has that study probably affected what she thought throughout of other people and how they wear masks and why they might have worn a mask?
So that study went on for about 2 months, I think. Basically, I would go to his room every day and update how many people I've counted. I'm really good at facial recognition, so it wasn't really hard to keep up with what number I was on or who I've already counted. But I think what it shows is, like, more people will start to follow if they see change. But some people still choose to wear a mask, maybe because, like, they have a relative that works in healthcare or something, or they have, like, an autoimmune disease or something. It just depends. But honestly, I think we should just all respect each other, whatever we decide.
Do you think there were chances in which you probably got the CVPA school while you're counting? Because, you know, there's some people that you might have seen that order from CVPA.
Mm-hmm. No.
You don't think so?
I know everyone that goes to collegiate, basically. So, I'm pretty good at facial recognition.
Yeah.
If I see a face that I don't recognize, I probably don't know them. They probably aren't even at the school.
Stranger danger?
Stranger danger, man. Stranger danger. Okay.
So, for this year, we had a shooting, and how do you think that has affected you mentally?
Man! Okay, so, fun fact. Gabby's already struggling. Oh, great. The shooting made it even worse. It was bad. I had already had PTSD from, like, childhood crap and whatever that I don't want to talk about. And then, like, having that happen, I don't think it changed me. I mean, like, I appreciate living now, apparently, but...
apparently,
I actually like living now.
Yeah,
so.
I like living now.
During that time, I wasn't talking to a therapist, so it was, like, really hard, and then, like, the teachers just expected us to come back like nothing had happened, like, we were perfectly normal and gave us, like, the amount of workload that we were getting originally, and it was just stupid because some people, and including myself, we were just trying to cope through what was happening because we did lose two, so it makes
sense. So, would you say that the break that we had wasn't long enough for you to cope with the situation that had occurred during our school?
It wasn't. The entire situation was really emotionally draining. And just to go back to school that first week and have, like, half days, and then the second week that we were back, have full days, it was stupid because, I mean, at the end of that Friday, we had a half day, I still felt really drained, like, emotionally. It wasn't even, like, a physical thing. Just emotionally, I felt so drained.
And so for the time that during the back to coming to school, there was a change in schedule, which we'll leave at 1D, so that time schedule was a lot better compared to leaving at 3. Like, would you say that you felt you were getting more from it compared to now?
No. But based upon the events that happened that made our schedules change, yes. But academically, if that wouldn't have happened, I think our 8-3 is just perfectly fine.
And considering that this generally technically happened on the CBPA side of the school, do you think that during the shooting that they did it well, or do you think they could have done better with the situation that had occurred?
Everything could have been better. Everything. All of it. Every single bit of it could have been better.
So now we're at the end of the question, and it's about how do you think senior years is going to be, like what do you expect?
Okay.
Do you want changes and what so?
I have an entire story about this, okay? Freshman year, we had COVID. Sophomore year, I was dealing with a racist teacher, okay? Junior year, we had a shooting. If my senior year is not perfect, I swear I'm dropping out. I mean, I can legally do it, but I'm going to definitely drop out now.
Why would you do that? You're on your final year.
Man.
Would, depending on the point of time that it occurred, would you consider not dropping out then?
No. Because if something else goes wrong, I'm out of here. I'm tired of this.
You're just going to leave me and Daniel?
You all can graduate on your own. I'm out of here.
No, okay. Oh, this is the end of your interview. So
you're not going to ask me if I got comments?
Oh, comments.
Oh, yes. I got all the comments.
As you put your jewel on.
I got comments for days, okay? Today, Gabby dressed up as a soccer mom, okay? Daniel ran off.
He had to use the bathroom. That isn't part of this.
Okay, anyway. But anyway, relating to, this entire thing, whatever, my high school years and whatever, I feel like I've grown as a person, like academically, mentally, and physically.
And then you also had your birthday this year, and you said
I
you felt like you matured because you didn't want to buy much.
Actually, no, I take that back. I've not matured at all. I'm literally 17 this year, and I'm complaining. Like, I literally told my grandma, I'm going to go to Governor Parson, and I'm going to ask to have my rights revoked. Because this is so stupid how I can travel on my own, and no one can tell me no anymore. I don't feel like I'm grown enough for this yet.
Dang. That's the end. Bye. Anyways, this is our second portion, in which I'm interviewing Daniel. Daniel, say hi.
Hello.
So the first question is, during freshman year, how do you think online school compared to being in person has affected your grades?
I think it affected me terribly because I was never, used to, online schooling, so I was like, what is this? So, I didn't know how to, guide it, whatever. But once we started more in school, in-person school, I think I did a lot more better.
You thought you did a lot better.
Because, I was just more used to it.
Do you feel like because you're, virtually, that you didn't feel as inactive, active during, situations?
I would believe so. Being at home, I didn't really feel engaged in the learning, so
would you say that you didn't care as much simply because you
were
at home?
No, I just personally think I just wasn't as engaged because being at home and, you have more distractions at home.
Mm-hmm.
So
entering sophomore year, how has wearing a mask affected you? And if you had gym, how do you feel about it has also affected you?
Gym?
Mask. In general, for sophomore
year. They weren't as bad, it wasn't, something I would really care for or, argue about. I would just put it on and call it a day. Because, I feel like there's better things to worry about than wearing a mask. But it kind of did hurt my ears, though, having it to wear every day.
Last year, I know you said that you had asthma. I'm assuming that you have a very small reaction, type of asthma compared to other people. It doesn't seem to really affect your breathing as much compared.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it affects my breathing much.
But you do have asthma.
Yes.
Just asthma.
Christmas.
So, for this year, there was a shooting. How do you think that has affected you? Have you ever had, like, to help friends, maybe? How they affected them?
Maybe friends, but overall for myself, it really wasn't, like, nothing. Like, I didn't really think anything of it, like emotionally, it didn't do nothing to me. Like, I was like, okay, but that just happened. Okay, on to the next day.
But life, do you think, like, how continues. Your friends reacted to it? Do you think that affected you a little bit?
Not really.
You just feel that it happened to them, and you probably feel slightly
I would understand why they felt scared, and, you know, like, well, obviously, it's a scary situation,
mm-hmm.
but, and I wouldn't say, like, they were over-exaggerating their reaction, but some people do, like, you know, over-enacting sometimes, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, emotionally, it's different for everybody, but...
So I don't know about you, but, like, during the shooting, there was, of course, news about it, and there were comments about, like, the shooting. Have you watched any videos about the shooting afterwards?
No?
The comments that said about it?
I did see some pop up on TV. When I looked at myself, I sort of just laughed because I was like, when did they record me? Like, hello? But overall, yeah.
Have you heard other people's comments about the school shooting? How do you feel like those comments affect you, if you have?
I haven't heard any comments, and I never felt anything about them. But when I was working, it popped up on the news, and a woman started crying about it, so they had to turn the TV off because, you know, people were getting emotional. But I do think having a lot of shootings in this country is starting to get, like, normalized, so I would understand some people.
So for senior year, what do you expect to happen? Like, what do you hope more,
though?
Like, what are you excited for?
For senior year, I'm just excited to, you know, finally be over with high school and, you know, start thinking about life decisions and, yeah.
So, for senior year, do you expect to be driving, maybe, or no?
I should expect to be driving.
You hope so, more so?
Yeah.
Anyways, I think that's going to be the end of it for now.
Yeah, so
I don't have any more.
Thank you for conversing with us.
That you want to talk about?
No. And is there anything else you'd like to ask? I think this might sum it all up. So thank you, everybody, for listening, and have a good day.
This concludes the end of both interviews. Based on these two individuals, it shows that the situation that occurred throughout the school year has affected them both differently, and that overall, they just want the school year to be over with.